we're exploring what to do about Wisconsin's unemployment claim system that was in a backlog crisis last year. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A new report suggests that the Department of Workforce Development, DWD, should outsource at least a portion of the system. DWD Secretary Amy Pahachuk told us in February that she's working with a 50-year-old mainframe with a lot of manual processes.
One of the things I was most shocked when I first got to DWD back in September was to hear that if a claimant needed to get us some type of proof of either wages or identity, they had to either mail or fax documentation into the department. That's how antiquated our systems are.
Should Wisconsin prioritize in modernizing its system or outsource unemployment claims processing? A mix of both, perhaps. 800-642-1234. Noah Williams is a macroeconomics professor at UW-Madison, director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy, which produced this report. Noah, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Glad to join you.
Well, you specialize in looking at economies as a whole, at the macro level and the performance of the economy as a whole. When you look at Wisconsin's unemployment system compared to the rest of the nation, what do you see?
We see a system that really struggled throughout the course of the year, fell behind drastically in the early phase of the pandemic with the big spike in unemployment claims, never really caught up. And as has continued to suffer severe deterioration of performance, lower payment rates, more delays, and along a number of dimensions, Wisconsin has actually been among one of the worst performing states in the country.
Well, elaborate there a little bit on how you see Wisconsin stacking up on these, you know, particular variables compared to other states.
Sure. One of the things I looked at in the report was just there's a lot of news stories and coverage about the filing of unemployment claims. Like every week, there's a release on how many initial claims are filed, and people take that as a proxy for layoffs. But it turns out only a small portion of the people who file claims actually end up getting benefits. Since March of 2020, Wisconsin, only about 30% of those initial claims have actually led to benefit payments. So 3 in 10 workers who file unemployment for unemployment end up getting paid. And out of the 48 states in the country whose data I found accurate, there are a couple outliers, which I didn't trust. Wisconsin was the fifth lowest rate of the states. So a lot of people who are filing, some of them are, you know, truly not eligible. There's actually been a growth in the ineligible population filing. Some of them are turned down. A lot of them just end up in the system with determinations which put a hold. They end up in reviews and seem to fall through the cracks. So along that dimension in particular, Wisconsin's been one of the worst. Another thing I looked at, was the delays in payments. So after people do file, we can then track how long does it take them to receive their first unemployment payment. And what we found was during last summer, over half, or roughly about half of all initial unemployment claims, when they actually did get paid, took 10 weeks or more. Over the whole course of the pandemic, that rate has also been about 30%, which is the eighth highest rate among states. So a lot of people aren't getting paid. Those people who do end up getting benefits often have to wait months to receive their first payments.
Okay, so, 3 in 10 there, the statistic of the claims not being paid out and then waiting for months, quite a bit of delay for people whose claims are approved. What have you seen, and I don't know if you looked at this, but as the pandemic has waned and the systems have been improved, people getting back to work, fewer claims being processed, has the unemployment system changed or looked better?
It improved somewhat, particularly at the end of the year. A number of payments, particularly here in Wisconsin, went out at the end of 2020. But payment rates have actually fallen even more this year. Again, some of that may be due to a shift in the number of people or the pool of people applying. But payment rates have been low and they've remained low. So it you know, I said 30% over the past year. In recent months, it's been more like 12%. So it's fallen by another half. The rate of delays has gone down. You know, it was really severe last summer into the fall, but it's still nearly twice the national average. So we're still seeing roughly 20% of people who do get unemployment payments are waiting 10 weeks or more. So it's gotten better, but it's still not performing, even up to national averages.
We're talking with Noah Williams, who's a macroeconomics professor at UW Madison, wrote a report on the problems of the State Department of Workforce Development and potential fixes to processing unemployment benefit claims. Your insights, your experiences as well at 800-642-1234. Noah, take us to the piece about outsourcing. With all these problems, how would you go about solving them?
So it's, as has been clear and as was mentioned in the lead-in, I mean, one of the issues has been the state information systems, the computer technology, which is decades old. But in addition to that, there have been problems just with assigning staff, with responding once all of the information was available. That was a particular problem which was noted in an audit last summer. My suggestion, I mean, again, we could potentially work on multiple fronts. But my suggestion was, given the problems and given the continued problems, that perhaps the state should outsource at least a portion of the processing, particularly obviously things which could be more automated, could be farmed out to a private contractor. The state did bring in Google at the end of last year to help with some of the backlog of claims, and that sort of coincides with the period that I mentioned at the end of the year where there was an increase in payments. But that was a temporary alliance, and the state of the system has really reverted to what I think is or what seems to have been more normal. So either a longer-term contracting or actually moving some of the functions to a private business may expedite the processing of claims.
What portion of the claims process do you see would be prone to outsourcing or be good candidate for outsourcing?
So there are some functions which the Department of Labor actually requires to be, which are truly governmental functions, which is making the actual decisions on when do people get benefits or not. But the whole front end, how people apply for claims, the taking of claims and dealing with questions on the phone, which again has been a big problem, particularly last summer. Majority of calls weren't being answered. So taking of claims, processing of data, all of that could be outsourced to an automated data processing company.
So, outsourcing potentially could save on wages, potentially could improve efficiency in getting these claims processed. But isn't that a gamble? You put a third party in the driver's seat, and that is a risk. Your HR may now be housed in another country because the state is going with the lowest bidder on the contract. There are security risks. There are quality risks. How do you weigh that in your cost benefit?
Certainly we would want to monitor that situation and include those safeguards. I mean, of course, privacy is a paramount issue, particularly dealing with payroll data, and there's a lot of personal information which is involved here. So so we certainly would want a strong oversight and review. But I still think, again, given that this has gone on for more than a year now, the gains could outweigh those additional costs.
In what way? Where do you see the most gains here by outsourcing a piece of the claims process?
So it would be just speeding the, essentially making the whole process easier, right? So, I think it helps to step back for just a sec to think about, what is the role of unemployment insurance, right? It's to provide liquidity, to provide income for people who are thrown out of work. we've seen a whole lot of people fall through the cracks, or even if they did get benefits, you know, end up waiting months and months. So if we could both make the process easier to navigate, quicker to come to a decision, and then one thing which I haven't touched on, but which is in the report, more accurate as well at making payments. What I found was, you know, a quarter of the payments that do go out from the state have been overpayments, so they've had to try to recoup some of that. There's also been, increasing reports of unemployment fraud around the country, but ex-ante fraud detection has gone down. The number of absolute cases of fraud in the state that have been detected has fallen by about 40%, even as claims more than have skyrocketed. So improving along all those dimensions, making it easier for people to navigate, making it quicker to turn around to get the benefits, and for taxpayers and for the state, providing a more accurate payment system. I think all of those are dimensions which we could improve on.
Let's bring in perspective from Mark in Appleton. Hi, Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, back in 2010-11, I believe, unemployment, the way to apply and get unemployment was dramatically changed, and it was purposely made more difficult on purpose. And so now we're seeing the result, and then people are complaining about it. You know, we have decades-old computers. They were purposely not updated. So the idea was that it should be hard to get your unemployment claim filled, because basically it seems to me the attitude towards unemployment, the unemployed, was that they were just people who didn't want to work, which is patently false. And so this complaint, the idea of outsourcing to fix a problem, that this was a problem that was actually made on purpose. The goal, the design of unemployment, well before the pandemic, was to make it difficult to collect unemployment.
Noah, your thoughts?
I guess I don't know that there was a purpose. I wouldn't assign a purposeful motive for making unemployment insurance more difficult. I mean, it's clear that there were, job search requirements and other
waiting periods.
Waiting period. Those have been waived during the pandemic, and we haven't seen much change or improvement there. So I guess I'm not sure of the call. I don't want to assign motive here.
We're talking with UW-Madison economics professor Noah Williams, who's explaining his research on Wisconsin's unemployment system, how it stacks up across the nation. DWD has said the system would cost $90 million to upgrade, years to complete. Should Wisconsin make the investment to modernize? What could be permanently outsourced? Join in your perspective, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about a new 17-page report from the UW-Madison Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy that investigated how the state struggled to process unemployment claims in the pandemic and whether an outsourced HR company could be part of a solution. Economics professor Noah Williams authored the study and said, and he's with us for about 10 more minutes. We heard from Annette in Green Bay. Called in, couldn't stay with us. Annette says her husband was unemployed at one point. He applied for unemployment, and by the next week, he had his money. She says it seems like the system was working well in and around before the Walker administration. Noah, the Department of Workforce Development is critical of your report, saying that the data you used isn't apples to apples, saying that it's unfair to compare pandemic statistics to figures during normal years. And that, for context, here's DWD Secretary Amy Pahacik talking with us in February.
Since March of 2020 through last month, there were over 10 million unemployment claims filed. In the 4 years prior, from 2016 to 2019, there were a total of 7.2 million claims. So the department had over 4.5 years worth of work in 10 months.
Over 4.5 years of work in 10 months. What is your response to your data inputs here?
Well, my comparison was really about Wisconsin in comparison to other states. So, our system, other states around the country, and in fact, the whole nation, faced a similar increase in unemployment claims. So I think what this crush of volume of unemployment claims did was expose the weaknesses in particular state systems. And what we saw was our system was among the worst. So it's true. Yeah, this is clearly an unprecedented time. We haven't seen anything like this. So the level of unemployment, the rapid increase in unemployment claims. But I think just that type of stress test is useful to see where the problems in the systems lie.
And when you look around the country, according to Pew Research, Wisconsin is not alone. States have been really hobbled by COBOL that was intended for processing a small number of claims. Like New York, New Jersey, Maine have all struggled with these same issues. Did you find in your research what other states are doing for solutions with their COBOL systems?
So some states have moved to modernize. Some made the transition earlier, of course, and weren't subject to this. New York was also a state who contracted out to Google for a longer period of time and to help them process their backlog and to get payments made more rapidly. So yeah, so it's true. It's not we're not alone in this, but. Even given that, we haven't done as well as other states have.
Would you think it is cheaper and faster to outsource the functions of a particular piece of state government to private industry?
Excuse me, cheaper and faster? As opposed to?
As opposed to keeping this in-house.
There is a question, perhaps it's a kind of a long-term budgeting issue, but whether it makes sense to invest resources to upgrade our system in-house as opposed to taking advantage of private industry, which already has these capacities. So certainly in the short term, it would make sense to outsource, or likely make sense to outsource looking at along those lines.
And when you look at the current partnerships with Google Cloud to assist on claim determinations, you saw an uptick in productivity in getting these claims processed. What do you see happening there?
At the end of the year, there were there was a big spike in payments as Google came in, and a lot of the old claims, the backlog, was taken care of. But again, claims are still piling up, and the payment rate has gone back down. Delays, have come down from where they were, but they've remained higher. So it's been an improvement, but it hasn't again even brought us down to national averages.
We're talking with Noah Williams, who is founding director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy at UW-Madison. He wrote a report on the problems that the state is facing in processing unemployment claims and suggesting a piece of this work could be outsourced to a private company. Do you think that is the best road, or are you concerned about outsourcing this work could lead to new problems? 800-642-1234. Nancy is joining us from Madison. Hi, Nancy. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are very strongly opposed to any outsourcing. I'm really very tired of the idea of outsourcing. I do not want my tax dollars to be transferred to private companies, and certainly not to private companies overseas or anywhere. I want our system updated, and I want it done within the state and within the state of Wisconsin employment area. I am opposed to what this gentleman is propounding. I'm totally against it, and it should not happen. Thank you.
Nancy, thanks. Noah, keeping her tax dollars local in Wisconsin, very opposed on this idea of outsourcing.
I don't know. She didn't really provide an argument, so I don't know what to say to that other than she was opposed.
She's saying, look, I don't want to use my tax dollars and send them to private companies companies that are either, you know, out of state, maybe, you know, providing people with a lower wage than they could make in Wisconsin, or perhaps, you know, companies in a, in another country doing this processing. I mean, that was one of the points you made.
Okay. Well, so there are certainly in-state provide. If that is an issue, there certainly are in-state providers that that could be contracted with. There's, you know, a number of data processing payroll companies have locations in the state. If that is an issue, and then, you know, if it comes down to investing in hardware which is produced overseas at lower wages as opposed to providing ongoing resources, it's not clear that there's a strong trade-off in of one versus the other.
Okay. So, you know, hardware could be a concern because it would be produced outside of Wisconsin. But in terms of the people and the people employed, you know, would you see that to be a benefit to have that inside Wisconsin, those people resources?
I mean, I don't have a strong feeling one way or the other on that. I mean, I think ultimately what we want is we want to provide benefits to, we want to provide more efficient, cost-effective government services, whether that's done by employing people directly here in Madison, largely, or elsewhere. If at the end of the day, the benefit, the service improvement increases, I think that's ultimately what we should care about.
Noah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Noah Williams is a macroeconomics professor, founding director of the Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy at UW-Madison. Just ahead, we learn the backstory behind Wisconsin's first and only Black-owned brewery in Oshkosh. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.